Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Crimepodden. Innan avsnittet börjar vill jag bara meddela att innehållet i följande avsnitt är baserat på information från nätet och vissa detaljer kan vara annorlunda och obekräftade. Jag vill även passa på att varna känsliga lyssnare för våldsamt och grafiskt innehåll. Välkommen till Crimepodden med mig, Jane Doe. Hej och välkomna tillbaka till ett nytt 911-samtalsavsnitt. Det var ju ett tag sedan jag laddade upp, men ibland kommer privatlivet mellan. Men framöver så kommer jag få mer tid till podden. Så jag hoppas att ni fortfarande tycker om innehållet och vill gärna stanna kvar. Det uppskattar jag väldigt, väldigt mycket. Dagens avsnitt kommer vara ännu ett kändis 911-samtal, så jag tycker att vi kör igång direkt. Detta är 911-samtal del 8.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You've got a taser. Please hurry.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
Oh god. Please, he's gonna jump in front of a car and stop, Brian. Stop.
Wait, hurry up. He's killing my girlfriend! He ripped her face off!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
She's dead!
Stop, Brian! You're gonna get hurt, please!
Oh, shit. I woke him up.
Det första samtalet är väldigt kort, men avser något som nyligen hänt och chockerat världen. Samtalet gäller den omtyckta skådespelaren Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry behövs knappast någon introduktion, men kort och gott så var han en amerikansk och kanadensisk skådespelare som var mest känd för sin roll som Chandler Bing i serien Friends. Den 28 oktober 2023 chockerades världen när Matthew hittades död i sitt hem. Vi kommer få höra ett kort ljudklipp från polispatrullen som var på väg hem till Matthews hem.
23 rescue, 23, miss 911 radio. Responded to the drowning.
Flera återupplivningsförsök gjordes, men man konstaterade att Matthew redan hade avlidit innan räddningspersonalen anlänt till hemmet. Matthew hittades medvetslös i sin jacuzzi av sin assistent som var ute på ärenden. En obduktion har genomförts, men examinatorerna väntar på resultaten av toxikologirapporter för att fastställa Matthews dödsorsak. Det var känt att Matthew hade ett drog- och alkoholmissbruk samt var deprimerad under en lång tid, men om detta hade haft något att göra med hans död är ännu oklart. Matthew Perry blev 54 år gammal. Samtal nummer 2 ägde rum den 4 augusti 2021 i Los Angeles. Samtalet kom från Kyle Richards, en amerikansk skådespelerska och tv-personlighet. Hon är kanske mest känd för sin medverkan i The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, där hon har varit med sedan 2010. Men i augusti 2021 ringde en plågad Kyle in till larmcentralen efter att ha blivit stucken av bin, något som hon är allergisk mot. Så här lät samtalet.
Okay, yeah, what's your address there, ma'am? Okay. And how old are you?
EpiPen, I don't even know how to use it.
Okay, let me give you instructions. You have the EpiPen with you?
No, I can't find it because I can't think. I'm too freaked.
Okay, all right. Try to relax and try to find your pen. Let me know.
Hold on, I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it.
Okay, okay. You need to try to calm down, okay? We got help already on the way.
Hold on.
Let me know when you find it.
Hold on. Where is it? How do I use this thing? Okay, I found it.
Okay, you found it. Let me give you instructions, okay? Help's already on the way. 1 second.
Okay. Okay. Now what do I do?
Okay. 1 second. Okay. I want you to unscrew the yellow or the green cap off the EpiPen.
Yeah.
All right. Carrying the case and remove the EpiPen. Okay. And then remove the EpiPen auto injector from its storage tube.
Auto injector?
Yeah. Just remove it from the storage tube, the plastic storage tube that it's in.
Can't get it out. Get emergency medical help. The blue side. I opened the blue and the top yellow part. Now what?
Okay. Did you unscrew the yellow or the green cap off the EpiPen carrying case? Is it out of the carrying case?
I guess so. No, I can't get it out.
Okay.
I'm so scared. Help me.
Ma'am, you got to get the EpiPen out of the carrying case, out of the storage tube.
I can't get it. I don't know how to do it.
You have to unscrew the yellow or the green cap off the EpiPen carrying case. Just unscrew it like a twist off.
There's a twist, but it's not coming out.
Twist. You got to twist it. Twist and pull.
Get emergency help. End of needle. Okay, maybe it's off and I can't.
Okay. All right. It's not in the tube anymore, right? It's just the EpiPen by itself, correct?
No, it's come out of the tube. I'm not. It's still in the tube. I can't get it out of the tube.
Okay, try to do your best to get it out of the tube. You have anyone else in the house with you?
Yes, she's helping me. Does she speak Spanish? I see something. Should I just try stabbing it in my leg?
No, don't do that yet until it's out of the tube, ma'am. Is it out of the storage tube?
It's not out of the storage tube. I don't know how to get it out of the storage tube.
Get it out of the storage tube. You just have to unscrew the yellow or the green cap, twist it off. Like it's a soda.
I wish you could see. I'm trying to do that. Oh, my God. I don't know if there's more in my hair. What's wrong with my neck? I need to get my clothes off. I can't. Oh, my God. Is there one? Okay, hold up. I can't figure out how to open this. It doesn't open.
The tube doesn't open at all?
I took the yellow cap off.
You took the cap off.
I took the cap off. It's nothing out, and I took the blue end off. Oh my God, I can't. Please help me.
Okay, let me just follow the instructions. Maybe we're on different levels here. All right, be careful to keep the black tip away from yourself and others to avoid an accidental needle stick, okay?
It says twist. I did twist. That part is off.
Okay.
Now I can look in and avoid the needle.
Okay. All right. Be careful of the needle. Okay. Be careful to keep the black tip.
No, you see, the needle's too deep in there.
Let me just go with the instructions. Okay. Maybe you could help me as I'm going through the instructions. Okay. FD's on.
Som ni hörde i samtalet så försökte larmoperatören hjälpa henne med att använda EpiPen, en adrenalinspruta som används under akuta tillstånd. Kyle tog senare in på sjukhus där hon fick behandling och så småningom återhämtade sig.
My friend just hang himself, do you understand?
Nästa samtal kom också från ännu en The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills stjärna, Taylor Armstrong, som var gift med finansmannen Russell Armstrong. Det var den 15 augusti 2011 som Taylor gjorde en fruktansvärd upptäckt i ens väns hem där Russell befann sig. Vi lyssnar på samtalet.
Kom igen, kom igen, kom igen. Kom igen, kom
igen. What's the address?
What's the address? Okay. Come as soon as possible.
It's an apartment or a house?
It's a house for the okay. second time.
Okay, what's the telephone number you're calling from?
Okay. It's my cell phone.
What is the telephone number? It's exactly what happened.
My friend just hang himself, do you understand? Come over here right now. Stop asking questions and come here over here right now.
Okay, listen, we're already on the way. We're already on the way. Okay, sir, I'm gonna ask you.
Come here, Taylor. Come here, Taylor. It's all right. 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 It's all right.
It's not all right.
There's nothing we can do.
Okay,
nothing
sir,
we can do.
Can you cut him down?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
All right. Is it obvious death, or did he just hang himself? Or?
Yes.
Okay, do you think he's beyond any help?
No, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing we can do.
Okay.
Just please come as soon as
possible. They're on the way. They're already on the way. LAPD and the fire department's on the way.
Okay.
Okay. So,
okay.
Right. Okay, so there's, how old is he?
He's 546. Come here, Taylor. Come here, Taylor.
1946, he was born?
More or less.
Okay.
I cannot see that. I cannot see that. I cannot see my friend, like that. I don't know, Ali. I don't know. It's all right.
Sir, how long has he been there? How long has anybody...
We just found... He has not been... He has not been responding to anybody for the last 3 days, and we just came up to the house, and we finally went in, and that's it. Okay.
All right. So he's beyond any help, correct?
What is that? Sorry.
He's beyond any help.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think we're hearing them already. Taylor, have it go away as soon as possible. The man's daughter is here, so we have to get her out of here.
That's her dad.
That's her dad.
Did she find him?
She's fine. She doesn't know of it. Oh my god.
Okay, so you're one of the neighbors?
No, I'm one of the friends who came over because I was concerned
about
not hearing anything. And oh my god.
I'm sorry to hear this.
This is the worst.
It's gotta be awful.
Oh my god.
When's the last time you saw him?
Friday. Yeah. God damn it. There's nothing you can do, Ali. It's all right. They're coming over here right now. Don't, Ali. That's okay. Just take a deep breath. There's nothing you can do. You know, there's nothing you can do. Oh my god. I don't know.
What part of the house is he in?
Yeah, he's basically in the back. He's going through a divorce, and he's living at a friend's house. And he locked his door. The friend went over through the back window, and he saw him hang there. And that's it. And we don't know how long it has been, because last time we all saw him was Friday. Oh, my God.
Has he got, a lot of rigor mortis?
What was that, sorry?
Is his body condition, is he purple, or is he just more...
You know what? It's dark in there, and... It's all good. It's all good. You know what, Taylor? Have your daughter go away, please. She. No.
no. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's okay. It's okay.
I know.
I know. I know.
Okay, it's like you have a long driveway, right?
It's a long driveway. I see them right now. This is not good.
Taylor och hennes man hade haft äktenskapsproblem och Russell bodde då ibland hos en vän. Taylor berättade senare för media att, citat, "Jag gick för att träffa honom en dag och hans kontor var mörkt och han var inte där och han var en arbetsnarkoman så det var ovanligt att så var fallet. Jag hade bara en sjunkande känsla av att något hemskt hade hänt. Han var väldigt narcissistisk och inte någon man någonsin skulle kunna tro skulle kunna ta sitt eget liv. Men till slut hittade jag honom hängande i huset som han hade flyttat in i. Efter att jag hittat honom sprang jag ut på gatan där polisen stod parkerade och jag låg på marken och grät hysteriskt. Russell Armstrong blev 47 år gammal.
Well, I shot myself.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Det fjärde samtalet ägde rum i februari 2012 när skådespelaren Daniel von Bargen ringde in till larmcentralen efter ett självmordsförsök. Samma dag som samtalet ägde rum skulle Daniel till sjukhuset för att amputera bort några tår till följd av hans diabetes. Något som skrämde Daniel. Vi lyssnar på samtalet.
And I need help.
Okay, what address are you at, sir? Okay, is that a house or an apartment?
It's an apartment.
What's the apartment number, sir?
And I can't get to the buzzer to let someone in.
Okay, what's your name?
Daniel von Bargen.
All right, Daniel, what's your phone number?
And
how old are you?
61.
Was this accidental or?
No, I was supposed to go to the hospital today and I didn't want to. I shot myself, but it didn't work.
Okay, anybody else there with you?
No, I'm alone. And I just shot my pants.
Okay. All right, what kind of gun did you use?
38. Colt.
Where's that at?
Next to me on the bed. I can't open my eyes.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, where? You shoot yourself in the side of the head or the chin?
I shot in my temple. And it was, I don't know. I can't open my eyes.
All right. So you're still in the bedroom, correct?
Yes.
All right. Yes. All right. Just stay on the phone with me, okay? I just want to keep you talking with me. Do you have any family that lives close by?
two sisters who were going to come later in the morning.
Okay. Where do they live?
One's in Sharonville and one's out in Hamilton.
The one over in Sharonville, what's her name?
Donna.
What's her last name?
No.
Do you know her phone number off the top of your head?
Six.
Right. Now, what hospital do you probably end up, I don't know if you're going to go to Bethesda.
I was going to go there. They were going to amputate at least a few toes.
Okay. You diabetic?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not a good one.
You say, is the front door unlocked or locked?
The entry door is locked.
Is it like a security entrance?
Yes. The woman above me, I've heard, should be home.
Is the door to the apartment locked or not?
Yes.
Okay. How long ago did you do this, Danny?
5, 10 minutes.
Are you able to lie down?
I'm lying down.
Okay. All right, I don't want you to move at all, okay?
I won't.
Okay. Do you have like a, are you laying on a pillow?
My head is, yes.
Okay. Is there much blood or
I
not?
I can't open my eyes, I can't see.
Okay, understood. Was she on the way to the hospital to meet you?
No, they were coming here later morning. I haven't talked to her in a few days. She talked to my other sister, who I talked to.
Okay. Is that number you gave me for Donna, is that her cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your other sister's name?
Darnita.
Darnita?
Yeah.
Do you know her phone number?
No.
And did you just fire one shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was only one gun.
Okay. No more bullets in the gun,
no.
Correct? All right, stay with me, Daniel.
Yeah.
Stay with me. So, Daniel, you did this because you didn't want to have your toes amputated?
I was tired. The one leg has already been amputated.
Really?
And the other was going to start working off. I never had no children and no life, and I'm tired.
I understand.
Yeah. But I fucked it up.
Yeah. Well.
Oh.
We're going to get you some help, Daniel.
Yeah.
Can you not see because blood's on your face?
I don't. No, I can't. I open my left eye.
Uh-huh.
Someone's at the door, I think.
Someone's at the door? Okay.
It sounded like it.
Okay, well, I just want you to sit tight where you're at.
Yeah, well, I'm not moving anyway.
Yeah.
I don't hear anyone. Yes, hello.
Don't move.
I'm not.
Move your hand.
I'm not.
Keep them right there.
I am.
Keep them right there.
Daniel, I'm going to let you go. Good luck to you, buddy.
All right, thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You don't have any other guns around?
No, no.
Just that one?
Just that one. Amen.
Daniel låg på sjukhuset i kritiskt tillstånd men återhämtade sig efter ett tag. Men 3 år senare avled Daniel till följd av okända orsaker. Daniel von Bargen blev 64 år gammal.
Apparently she wasn't breathing.
Det sista samtalet är också väldigt kort men känslosamt. Samtalet handlar om en av världens kanske mest älskade artister och som har en röst utan dess like, Whitney Houston. I februari 2012, samma månad som föregående samtal ägde rum, fick larmcentralen ett samtal om en drunkning. Det skulle senare visa sig handla om Whitney Houston. Jag vill även passa på att varna att ljudet är lite halvdåligt i detta samtal. Det är också något störande ljud i bakgrunden under hela samtalet, någon musik eller något annat bullrigt ljud, så att jag ber om ursäkt, men jag kunde inte redigera bort det här, så jag hoppas att ni kan stå ut med det. Men här kommer samtalet.
911 emergency. Hi, how you doing? This is security from Beverly Hilton.
Hi, what's going on?
I need a paramedic. Apparently, I got a 46-year-old female found in the bathroom. That's all I've got right now, but they're requesting paramedics.
Oh, okay. Female found in the bathroom. What room is she in?
I'm not sure. She fell or she was in the bathroom with the water. 464? 434, I'm sorry.
That's room 434?
Yes.
Okay, and it's not east-west or anything else? It's room 434?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, and you don't know if she is conscious of breathing at all?
Apparently she wasn't breathing and she's 46 year old.
She was not breathing?
Yes.
Okay, but she is breathing now?
I don't know.
Okay.
She was, the person that called me was irate and
okay,
didn't get much out of her.
Okay, you have
got security going there now.
Okay, we'll send police and fire over there with that person not breathing. Did it sound like the person was still not breathing?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, we'll get them there for not breathing. Is there any way you can get me to the room so I can try to do CPR?
Yeah, we're going there now.
Can you get me into the room so I can try to get CPR instructions?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, because she kept hanging up on us.
Kept hanging up on you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we're good. Our units over there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Whitney hittades livlös och nedsänkt i ett badkar på Beverly Hilton Hotel i Beverly Hills. Hennes död fastställdes som en oavsiktlig drunkning med bidragande faktorer av hjärtsjukdom och kokainanvändning. Enligt rättsläkarens rapport bidrog kokain till hennes död. Man hittade även andra ämnen i hennes kropp som marijuana, Xanax som en ångestdämpande medicin, Benadryl, en allergimedicin, och Flexeril som är muskelavslappnande, men de bidrog inte till hennes död. Det fanns vatten i hennes lungor som indikerade på att hon var vid liv när hon sänktes under vattnet. Man fastställde att Whitneys död var klockan 15:55 lokal tid. Whitney Houston blev 48 år gammal. Och det här var allt för detta avsnitt. Det var lite kort, men jag hoppas att ni tyckte att det ändå var intressant. Nästa avsnitt kommer vara ett annorlunda sådant, men kanske också väldigt stötande. För om ni tyckte om Christine Chan-avsnittet, om ni minns det, så kommer det vara ungefär liknande upplägg utan att spoila det för mycket. Och jag hoppas att ni kommer tycka om det. Så länge så får ni gärna tipsa om fall, och det gör ni genom att mejla mig på crimepodden@gmail.com. Tack så mycket för att ni fortfarande är kvar och lyssnar. Jag uppskattar det väldigt mycket. Vi hörs snart igen. Detta var 911-samtal, del 8.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.